guess it's not often, or actually it's very rare, that you get your hands on pirated coffee. But I have. I have a pirate blend here in a black bag with a pirate sitting on top of the bag. And it's very unusual because it's a black bag and it should actually be a red bag. This coffee blend, the pirate blend, is a has-been blend. Now, I don't really know what's in it. All I know is that Steve Layton, the creator, founder of Has-Been, started this year a really nice kind of competition, drawing in more of his regular customers from the website. And what he's done each month, he puts together a few beans and sends them to those who want to take part, and maybe even those who've got a subscription, I'm not quite sure, and invites them or encourages them just to create a blend. And this particular one, I'd have to look up on the website, and I think if you go to the blog section or if you find it somewhere, you will find who the winner is of this pirate blend, and you will find probably what the ingredients are and what the percentage are, which is something I need to do. But again, the reason why I didn't do that is because I don't want to get any preconceived ideas, and I want my palate just to get to this particular coffee or any coffee with a clean sheet. And it only took me 2 extractions to get this, I think, spot on. 19 grams of dosage, and it ran in 28 seconds, yielded just a little bit over 31 grams, so almost 32 grams of fluid, 92 C is the temperature. This blend, the beans are actually back to what I'm used to, what my eye is used to seeing when I open a has-been bag. So roasted, I would say, rather on the light side. When I ground that coffee, a delightful sweet strawberry smell was immediately apparent, and it's just beautiful. Now, the extraction, as I said, the first one ran a touch fast, so I just, made it a little finer, the grind, and now this was a perfect extraction. And I've taken a sip already before I started this recording, but I'm going to take another sip. Now, the crema, by the way, was terrific, a lot of Guinness effect. And although this was the September blend, if I'm not mistaken, and Steve kindly gave it to me last week when I went up to Stafford and to Has-Been Towers. And so it was also a limited edition. Now, what he does with these competitions is he then, once he chooses a winner, he creates that blend and limits it to 500 lucky subscribers who will then get that coffee. I think what he also does, and I've got to kind of actually look back on the website, he also encourages them to do a label for it. And here, this is a very fun label. Basically, it's a pirate. And it's very kind of bold. And I think because the image is as bold as it is, it probably needed to be toned down a little bit on the bag, hence a black bag instead of a red bag. So, but back to that delicious smell and beautiful taste. I'm going to just refresh my palate with another sip. It is so sweet. It is lovely and fruity and florally. The mouthfeel is very nice. I must say, now that it's cooled down, the mouthfeel is not as silky as it was on my very first sip, but the mouthfeel is totally okay. It's actually really beautiful. Again, I mean, I just like doing these and keeping them straight, neat as an espresso before I put milk to it. And I'm liking this a lot. So whoever the creator of the pirate blend is, congratulations from Coffee Mumbo Jumbo. This is a beautiful, beautiful espresso. I will put milk to it, but a little later, I think. And I'm so keen to know what October is going to bring. First of all, what the blend is going to consist of and what it's going to call and who's going to win it. So what a fun idea from Stephen Has-Been. Yeah. Okay, well, that's it. Roger and out. Actually, I'm going to stick my neck out and say I think there's a Yirgacheff in there. I don't know why. I think so, because I've had some Yirgachevs before that are very strawberry-like. Well, I don't know, I might be totally wrong. But let's check out the Has-Been website.